And finally today, we bid farewell to the man who discovered lysergic acid diethylamide, otherwise known as LSD.
Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann first synthesized the powerful drug 70 years ago. He was studying the medicinal uses of a fungus found on kernels of rye grain. He didn't know what LSD was capable of until 5 years after he discovered it, when some accidentally seeped into his skin.
He was working with the compound when all of a sudden he felt very, very strange.
Jay Gingrich is a psychiatrist at Columbia University.
And he asked his assistant to escort him home, and since it was during wartime, the only thing they had available was the bicycle.
That bicycle ride home was a bit strange. Hofmann later described the trip, quote, "Everything I saw was distorted as in a warped mirror." And once he got home, he began seeing what he called wonderful visions.
So wonderful that he took a larger dose of LSD 3 days later. And this time, things didn't go quite as well. Harvard University psychiatry professor emeritus Lester Grinspoon says Albert Hofmann had a very bad trip.
He thought he was going to die or lose his mind. He had hallucinations. He had a great deal of anxiety.
That experience, though, didn't deter the scientist. Albert Hofmann went on to drop acid hundreds of times. He believed LSD could make a big contribution to psychiatric research, and Hofmann thought the drug could help people better understand their place in the natural world.
Not everyone agreed. The U.S. government banned LSD in 1966, and its potential ills were debated, as heard in this educational film from that era.
If LSD won't kill my chromosomes, the pollution in the air and water will. So what's the difference?
The difference is, we know that if we don't take LSD, we won't damage your chromosomes.
Even after LSD was banned, Hofmann defended his creation. He said, "I produced the substance as a medicine. It is not my fault if people abused it."
Albert Hofmann died at his home near Basel, Switzerland, yesterday. The cause was a heart attack. He lived to be 102. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.